Longtime friends and artistic collaborators, Doug Uncree and Al Voigt, designed the piece called Tuberosity together. Try sitting on it. You might be surprised that it's actually a very comfortable bench. Al Voigt.
We fooled around a long time trying to get the spaces between the tubes right so that it would be comfortable, support your back. I built chairs for a long time, and there's certain postures and supports in your back that you need to be comfortable. And if you keep that geometry, you can sit on surprisingly hard things and they're actually comfortable.
Doug explains how form and function came together at the same time.
We wanted to make a bench, but also something that didn't have any sharp edges that kids could climb up on top of and jump off of. On a lot of sculptures, you're just trying to get an image and playing with light. But this one had the functionality. It actually tells you what to do in the sense of the physics of the whole thing, because you have to get in there and you have to, like, sitting on it. And then it's a bright yellow, so that makes it lighter and it doesn't look bulky and a little more pleasing to the eye. After we built it, we even had some kids come over and just watched them mess around on it and see if there was anything that we had not noticed, not being children ourselves.
Well, it's a minimalist sculpture in a way, and it really minimized the total dimensions in the thing. It's all the same size tube. It's all right angles. But it's interesting in that when you're all done with it, you think, wow, what is this? Why is it there? And is it a chair? I mean, it's not obvious it's a chair until you see somebody sit on it. And all of a sudden you realize that it could be a bench, or it could be a sculpture, or it could be something that's just a cartoon character. And that, I think that's fun. And that's what really, the idea of art taking you out of the space that you normally live in and taking you to some place that's bigger, that opens your mind, that's good.
I think that you have to be reminded that there's beauty in this world. And if it's in front of you, then it's easier to see.
I think the whole idea in sculpture, in a way, is to transport yourself out of your normal routine and make you realize that life is actually quite a bit more interesting than you would otherwise think it is. The business of finding something you didn't expect is always, it's transformational, I think.